Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway, bringing you the big conversation, bringing you the great debate. We're talking about the WikiLeaks cable, which reveals the intrigues of the British Foreign Office to try and curtail the activities of Press TV operating out of London. Who'd have thought it? The country which prides itself on freedom of speech and freedom of information. Well, Ian, who emailed or texted earlier on, thinks that we're being paranoid. But I have here a copy of the letter, 8 lines long, in which one of Britain's most famous banks announces the closure of Press TV's bank account, which has a healthy bank balance and has been impeccably conducted. What conceivably could be the reason for one of Britain's biggest banks trying to close down Press TV's financial operation? Could it be connected to the British Foreign Office's intrigues, which are revealed in the US Embassy's cable back to Washington on this subject? Why have the other sections of the British media launched attack after attack on prominent figures within Press TV? Two of the key top people in Press TV just a few months ago had the Sunday Times battering on their doors, on the doors of their residences, frightening their wives and their children, who had no idea what this was all about. Of course, it was all about nothing. Why the attacks on the likes of Yvonne Ridley, the attacks on Lauren Booth? You'll recall we talked about them quite recently. The attacks on myself for working here. Just what is it about Press TV that has got under somebody's skin? And whose skin exactly is it? Isn't the British Foreign Office supposed to be working for the British public? And aren't the British public voting with their television sets and turning on to Press TV in ever-increasing numbers? But then again, that may be the problem. Let's go all the way to Italy and talk to Terry about the United States. Inflation. Terry, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, George, how are you?
Very, very good to hear from you. Tell me, what would you like to say?
Well, I'll tell you, I lived in San Francisco for 48 years. I lived in the Bay Area, and I lost my job a year and a half ago. Couldn't find another one. Have family ties here in Italy, so I decided to leave. I got tired of my dog eating human feces in the park because so many people were living on the streets. And I can tell you why they want to silence Press TV and Al Jazeera, because being from San Francisco, my friends and I always considered ourselves pretty well informed. We watched a lot of different news programs, read international papers, probably the wrong ones, but none of us had any idea of the extent of our relationship with Israel until I got here. I've been here 6 months, and I've learned more in 6 months watching you than I did in 48 years living in the United States. So now all my friends in San Francisco are tuning into you online, so you're going to have quite a big following in the Bay Area soon.
Well, that's fantastic. I do love San Francisco. I spent some great time there hanging out with Sean Penn, believe it or not, and have addressed several meetings in that area. And I'll be going back in the next few months, too. Tell me this. What's the public perception in Italy? Never mind now about the highly educated people in the Bay Area. Are the Italian people, whose leader Berlusconi is, of course, one of the worst scoundrels on the face of the earth, are they as politically engaged as you are?
You know, I live in a little village in Tuscany, and yeah, they all bitch and moan about Berlusconi, but honestly, when Bush was a president, I would black out in anger over him, and nobody gets that mad here.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Of course, Berlusconi only got by the skin of his teeth in the parliament this week, and maybe his days are numbered. How long are you going to stick around in Italy?
Oh, I'm here forever. We shipped everything over, dog, everything.
Fantastic. Well, I must tell you, that's the best call of the night. Thanks, Terry, in Italy. A big up to all our friends in the Bay Area, too. And let's go to London now, talk to Telly on the WikiLeaks issue. Telly, welcome to the show.
Hello, George. How are you doing?
Very well, sir.
The last time I was on your show was very badly interrupted with a voice in the back which I couldn't understand anything that was going on.
Well, let's hope there's no gremlins tonight. Go ahead, sir. You're clear now.
Right. The thing I'd like to mention is, on the WikiLeaks issue, the Americans are making a lot of fuss about it now, but it was actually Al Gore and Clinton who started up the internet, right?
And the Al Gore says, yes.
For the American military, right?
Yes.
And then if the Americans was bombed, they could always get news from anywhere in the world. That's the whole idea of it, right? Now, they made a monster for themselves that they can't put the cap on it, right? Are you with me?
Yes, I am. It is. They're hoist on their own petard. But I don't think we should give credence to the boast that Al Gore invented the internet. He didn't.
No, they didn't invent it, but it's part of it. It's meant for the American military. That was part of it, right?
Yes.
That is a fact, right?
No, they're hoist on their own petard. And the thing is, nobody can stop anybody speaking. And nobody can stop anybody knowing now that we have this internet revolution. Hallelujah, I say, don't you?
This is what I'm trying to say. They set it up as thinking there's going to be a smaller agenda than it was, and it's now worldwide, and they can't put the genie back in the bottle, right?
Absolutely.
The other thing is, the other night I watched you had some kind of a seminar on television, but you had an American governor who's going for legislation. He's going for to be elected on something, right? And people like that should be on your show. To show the rest of the world how stupid some of these people's attitude is from America, who should know better, right?
Well, the American people are, of course, not at all stupid. If they were stupid, they wouldn't be the most successful country in the world. They've got fantastic abilities. But on politics, and particularly international politics, they're very ill-served by their media and by the education system, I think, that they get. But I'm doing my best, Tilly. I've just addressed 5 rallies in the United States, and I'm coming back to Dearborn, Michigan, on the 22nd of January, if you're listening in Michigan. Get your tickets now. Let's go up to Liverpool, talk to Rita. She knows everything that needs to be known, I'll tell you. Rita, welcome to the show.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Well, you're the number one pin-up boy. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Rita.
You're the number one pin-up boy there in America.
Yeah, thanks. It's not a bad thing. Like, a working class hero is something to be,
definitely.
As you know, up in Liverpool.
That's something they don't like, George. That's why they're trying to put close Press TV down. But I can't see them having a chance of doing that. They're jealous of Press TV. Press TV is a fantastic professional station. It has some absolutely fantastic people on. Honourable people, scholars, intellectuals, professors like Norman Finkelstein, Ralph Schulman, you know, the list is endless. And it's also had these very brave men on like Philip Gelano, who's 35 years CIA man. So I get threatened for coming on your station, George, but they won't shut me up. I'm like you. The only time I'll shut up is when they kill me, but they can only kill you anyway, so kill them, I won't shut up.
They can only kill you once, Rita. Thanks, and God bless you for that marvellous call. Let's go to London, talk to Asma on the WikiLeaks issue. Asma, welcome to the show.
Oh, good evening, George.
Yes, good evening to you. What would you like to say?
Right, it's about WikiLeaks and Press TV.
Yes.
I think the reason they want to close Press TV, if they can, and I know they can't, is only the fact that we get to learn the real truth about whatever happens in the world, and they don't like it. And talk about freedom of speech. What for freedom of speech if we can't have a TV channel that tells us what we're supposed to know? After all, we're the ones that are paying the British government taxes and all sorts of things, so why can't we know what's going on in the country and in the world?
Well, this is part of the WikiLeaks issue, isn't it? Julian Assange and WikiLeaks are being hunted down just for telling us the truth, just for telling us what these people are saying to each other in their secret cables.
That's right. And about WikiLeaks, you know, it makes me laugh. Sweden is a place where they're saying, I don't even want to say this because I think myself a lady, they talk about free sex and all this sort of thing. What are they moaning about? They're the one advocating such things.
Well, I'll tell you what, Asma, we better not go further down that line. because it's family viewing time. It's not the watershed. But do read my article in the dailyrecord.co.uk of last Monday, Monday just passed, in which I addressed exactly that issue. Thanks very much. And I promise you, they will not be able to shut Press TV down. Ofcom will not allow them to conspire against us in this way, because Ofcom is an independent regulator. Let's stay in the UK and talk to Henry on the WikiLeaks issue. Henry, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, George.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
It does seem quite bizarre. It always seems bizarre when you have any government really trying to close down on a media outlet.
Mm.
The devastating thing about this revelation, if accurate, seems to be that really Britain seems to be turning into this almost dictatorial-style regime, because, you know, regardless of what Press TV shows, it's not a channel I watch 24 hours a day or 20, you know, 7 days a week, but there are obviously some programs of value or program included. But isn't it rather frightening that we are experiencing this sort of attack whilst there seems to be a diplomatic move, at least, to try and cooperate with various, you know, television channels, speaking, as you say, an alternative view, and particularly with regards to freedom of expression?
Exactly, Henry. You've put it in a nutshell. I couldn't have put it better myself. This, you make the caveat, which is fair to make, if accurate. It could be that the American embassy have inaccurately transcribed what it was that the British official, whose name I have here but will not reveal, was actually saying to them. But if they were accurate, there really is no wiggle room in this. It says, Her Majesty's government is exploring ways to limit the operations of the Press TV service, which operates in London. However, UK law sets a very high standard for denying licenses. And currently, it would not be possible in respect to Press TV. But if further sanctions are imposed on Iran in the coming months, a case may be able to be made on the second criterion. No reference to Ofcom, whose job it is and whose statutory duty it is to regulate the British media. No, no. The British Foreign Office officials think that they can put Press TV out of business. I think that they're wrong about that. I think, as George W. Bush might put it, they're misunderestimating the appetite of the British public for plurality in media and for alternative voices. Let's stay in London on the same subject and talk to Shazanan. Shazanan on WikiLeaks. Go ahead.
Hello, George. How are you?
Very well, sir. What would you like to say?
I'm glad, first of all, you are my greatest I'm a follower since childhood. And I have been following you since my school days.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Not only that, I have been always thinking in this line that you are the only ethical person like Tony Benn who has always come out and spoke the reality, ground reality. And it has been a great shock to me to hear that they are trying to scrutinize Press TV just like they've done WikiLeaks. Obviously, they're speaking the truth. That is the whole reality, ground reality.
Shazanan, I'd better not make any visits to Sweden in the next few months. What do you think? God knows what trap they'll set for me.
George, laughingly, I tell you the truth. When you went to America, I didn't sleep for a few days worrying about you, that you are going and speaking in the House of Congress up there. I couldn't understand how can you dare do it, you know. They are the one who are running all this show, you know, these. And democratically...
Mr. Benn, the great Mr. Benn, who's the father of all of us.
Yes, that's right.
He once said to me, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone.
Yeah,
and I've tried to follow that. I've not yet been in the lion's den, but I've had some big cats snarling at me. Thanks a lot, Shazanan, for a marvelous call, and I'm really grateful to you for your kind remarks and for your prayers. Munir in London wants to talk about WikiLeaks. Go ahead, Munir.
Please. I just wanted to say that I'm very surprised the Nobel Committee Nobel Peace Committee.
Yes.
They decorated, conferred on Barack Obama.
Yes.
Who has failed in his promises to protect the Palestinians. And
yes.
whereas at the same time, this man called Julian Assange,
yes.
who has opened everything to the world, who has helped the world to see what goes on behind the screen in the United States and all Western countries, they are trying to prosecute him for a sort of small sex scandal or somewhere else. If that is to be done, all the American higher-ups and the British ministers in the Labour and the Conservative government, a lot of them like that, the David Blunkett and other ones like that, they should have been put to prison either.
Yeah, well, as I say, on this station, we don't like to go too deeply into sordid matters. But if you want to get the facts about what actually is alleged to have happened in Sweden, then go to my Daily Record column, just Monday past, dailyrecord.co.uk, where I think it'll open your eyes about the so-called sex offences of which Julian Assange is charged. He's certainly upset the apple cart. He's certainly infuriated the establishment. You'll remember we had a very foolish call just a couple of weeks ago that was trying to imply that Julian Assange was somehow working for the United States of America, was somehow an agent, and would be, I think the man said, probably going into a nightclub that very evening. How very foolish that man must feel now. Let's go to Portugal, talk to my old friend Christine. Go ahead, Christine, welcome to the show.
Hi, George.
Great to hear from you. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, why don't you do a Radio Caroline? Because you've got a floating studio, you can go and moor it out in the North Sea.
Well, we could always sail off the Algarve. We could park a ship just off the Algarve, nice weather, calm seas, and we could broadcast from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now then, I was ever so pleased to see that Julian Assange is getting his costs paid.
Yes, paid by the British government. It should be paid, surely, by the Swedish government. Although the Swedish government are denying that they ever wanted an appeal. Who knows who's telling the truth?
Absolutely, George. There's more to this than meets the eye, my dear.
Yes, in some respects there's more. In some respects there's less. I say to you, Christine, go and look at my column. It'll open your eyes. Although you're a very wise woman, I know, out there in Portugal. Thanks for the call. We're talking about the attempts revealed in a secret cable by WikiLeaks about a conversation between British and American officials, whose names I have here, in which the British, at least, the Americans are non-committal, are plotting, exploring ways to limit the operations of the Press TV service. And the bank, the big four, High Street Business Bank, one of the best known banks in the country, peremptorily shutting in 8 lines the bank account of Press TV. What can it all mean? Why are they all out to get us? What can it be? Let's go to the comment wall and take another email. This one from Alan from Backwater of Turkey. George, I'm appalled by the revelation that the establishment are trying to close down Press TV. Appalled, but not surprised. Do I agree with all that comes from Press TV? No. But I need to be able to balance various opinions and views of the world. People like me are in need of some guidance. We are not natural activists. How about providing some sort of forum, contact point, info? Very good point, actually, Alan. Perhaps we better start preparing for the day that some of these attempts to destabilize us, close us down, are successful. That's above my pay grade. But meanwhile, you can certainly stay in touch with me at georgegalloway.com. That's the way in which I stay in touch with a very large number of people. You can follow me on Twitter. You can try to become a friend. I'm afraid it's full up at the moment, but you can become a fan on Facebook. And through all of these means, and through YouTube, we are getting our message across. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to the lines, the phone lines. Tony's in London. He wants to talk to us. Go ahead, Tony. You're welcome.
Hello, George. Always pleasure talking to you, a man of principle whom I admire, and I share the views of all others who would give you such wonderful praise. James, I'm going to be as quick as I can because I appreciate you've got other calls. Now, Ahmadinejad, if I'm pronouncing the word correctly, please do feel free to correct me, the president of Iran, he's accused of being anti-Jew, which is a load of rubbish. In Iran lives over 30 to 40,000 Iranian Jews. They go about their business.
It's the biggest group of Jews in the entire Middle East, apart from Israel, of course.
Yeah, and he's this man's accused of being anti-Semitic, anti-Jew, which is a load of rubbish. Now, they talk about chopping the head, you know, of Iran, the snake or the serpent's head. Well, I think the serpent's head are Netanyahu and his foreign secretary, whose head should be chopped off.
Well, I'm generally against chopping of heads wherever it happens. And I'm certainly in agreement with you that the argument that Ahmadinejad or Iran are anti-Semitic, it just doesn't stand up to scrutiny. It's certainly true that the Iranian government has made mistakes in relation to this, which have allowed its enemies to cloud the issue. And I've spoken about them here before, the conference which cast doubt on the existence of the Holocaust, for example, which was one of the greatest crimes in human history. But the idea that Iran is an anti-Semitic country is completely wrong. The Jewish people living in Iran have lived there for many, many centuries and very happily alongside their Muslim and, for that matter, Christian fellow citizens. And they experience no discrimination of any kind. They have members in the parliament. They are generally prosperous people who are welcome part of the tapestry, the rich tapestry that is the society of Iran, an ancient and honourable one. Let's talk finally to Shabi in London on WikiLeaks. Shabi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mr. George.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I want to speak about this WikiLeaks. Actually, there are two things. First is the national interest of the Britain and America to not to allow this WikiLeaks to be released. It's like your interest. If you have some certain interest, you would like somebody to intrude into your private things and leak it outside.
Ah, but Shabi,
yes?
These are not private things. These are public things.
No, but they're national things.
These are things which we are paying for. This is a national democracy. We have the right to know what our government is doing in our name, with our armed forces, with our tax money. I'm not seeking to intrude into the private life of William Hague, the British Foreign Secretary. God forbid that I should ever want to do so, although I'm sure it would be an interesting one. I'm not trying to get inside anybody's personal affairs. We are revealing the public affairs, the political shenanigans that go on at the very top. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. Bring somebody with you next week, God willing. I'll see you then.
Hello, if you just comment your name and the place you left that number, and just make sure the site your television volume is set to 0.
0, 0. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know.